Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. An Indiana man behind bars after allegedly killing his father and injuring his mother. Brian Padigo, 54, accused of killing dad, pouring wax on the victim's face, wrapping him in a rug, and stealing his truck. Police began a death investigation based on a 911 call made by a third party. When they get there, they find all the doors locked, no one home. They left, but they came back later after another witness calls claiming to see a dead body from a window. Jennifer Gould has the details.
Nancy, as you said, the horror began with a single spine-chilling glance through a living room window. A witness peering into a home in the 2100 block of South Catherwood Avenue was met with a sight of pure depravity, a human body rolled tightly inside a white-gray patterned rug like a piece of garbage. Behind those locked doors, authorities say Brian Padigo, 54, had unleashed a, quote, demonic assault on his elderly parents just hours after being released from jail. When Indianapolis Metropolitan Police breached the home, the graphic reality was even worse than witnesses described. Inside that rug lay the battered corpse of 81-year-old John Lloyd Padigo. The elderly man had been strangled and beaten to a pulp, but in a bizarre and sadistic twist, the killer had poured molten candle wax over his father's face. Nearby, police found a second rug stuffed with bloody clothing and, inexplicably, an artificial tree, while blood and wax were smeared across the floor as evidence of a desperate struggle for life. The carnage, though, was not limited to the dead. In a recliner just feet away, John's 79-year-old wife, Olana Padigo, sat dazed and confused, her body covered in deep bruising. She was rushed to Eskenazi Hospital, suffering from a life-threatening brain bleed. Shelley Gindling, John Padigo's niece, spoke to WTHR-NBC 13 News.
There have been warning signs, knowing that this was likelihood of happening. To see these fears become reality is just unfathomable.
Brian Padigo, who has a long history of mental health crises and prior restraining orders filed by his own parents, allegedly confessed to the killing to a friend over the phone, claiming he tried to stuff his father's body into the fireplace, but, quote, he wouldn't fit, end quote. After the slaughter, he allegedly fled in his dad's gray 2006 Ford F-150, leading police on a 90-mile chase before being nabbed in Greene County. An autopsy by the Marion County Medical Examiner determined John Padigo died from multiple blunt force traumas. The 54-year-old is now charged with murder, attempted murder, aggravated battery, and auto theft. When questioned, Padigo offered no motive other than a chilling claim that, quote, something demonic was present in the house, end quote. He's being held without bond in the Marion County Jail. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. You can also watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One and YouTube. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
A Utah mom convinced the world is ending, allegedly snatched her four young children and fled on a one-way flight to Europe, leaving behind a sinister to-do list for her getaway. Alicia Seymour, 35, is now the subject of an international manhunt after disappearing with her children ages 3 to 11 to seek refuge from a biblical apocalypse. The nightmare began on November 30th when airport surveillance captured Seymour leading Landon, Levi, Hazel, and Jacob through Salt Lake City International Airport. The group boarded a Delta flight to Amsterdam with a final destination of Croatia. By the time their dad, Kendall Seymour, realized they were gone, the trail was already cold. He spoke to KSL TV News.
She thinks Salt Lake is going to be destroyed, and she is trying to get the kids to safety. My only hope is that she is motivated to protect them. Is concerning that she's not in the right mind.
That same day, Alicia left a haunting voicemail claiming she was in France, hunting for a permanent residence to shield the kids from, quote, the end times, end quote. Inside her unlocked West Jordan home, investigators found a notebook that read like a manual for a fugitive. The to-do list detailed steps to shred paperwork, destroy identifying photos, and discard cell phones in favor of untraceable prepaid devices. Detectives also found a quote-unquote delusional message from God scrawled in her notes promising she would reach Italy by Christmas. Authorities now believe Seymour forged passport documents to bypass custody alerts and smuggle the kids out of the country. Seymour is wanted on a no-bail arrest warrant for 4 felony counts of custodial interference. While she remains off the grid, her ex-husband has raised over $12,000 via GoFundMe to fund a private recovery mission, fearing her history of emotional breakdowns and hallucinations puts the children in imminent danger. The FBI and Interpol are also now working to track the family across the EU before the apocalypse Seymour fears leads to a far more earthly tragedy. And finally, a holiday heist was truly a prime example of exposure. Kobe Watkins, 24, allegedly decided to go buck naked while sticking up BJ's Meat Market on Northwest Lake City Avenue in Lake City, Florida. Witnesses say Watkins entered the shop before 9 p.m. wearing nothing but a face mask and clutching a cloth-wrapped weapon. At least something had clothing on it. The birthday suit bandit allegedly sliced into the store's profits, snatching over $1,000 from a cash box before running off. Lake City police, though, quickly beefed up their search, locating Watkins after finding his discarded duds nearby. Now booked into the Columbia County Detention Center, Watkins faces charges of armed robbery, grand theft, and exposure of sexual organs. It's a medium well mess that proves you should never bring your buns to a gunfight. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.